We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Anton Lundell dumps it in. That's it for this one. The final horn sounds, and the Panthers are 4-0 winners over the Columbus Blue Jackets here tonight. Sergei Bobrovsky picks up his sixth shutout of the season, a 25-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky, and the Panthers blank the opposition in the first two games on this homestand. For the Panthers, that's win number 50.
That's probably one of the hardest decisions I had to make, from thinking I was ready for the NFL draft to knowing that I'm still not done yet in college. There's still food left on the table for myself, for this team. The guys that we returned from last season, majority of the O-line, we get the whole receiving quarterback, key pieces to the defense. So I think now it's just plug and play. You add a playmaker like myself in the backfield, along with good running backs like Fletch, CJ, AJ when he gets back. So at the end of the day, I feel like this is the right program, not only for myself, but guys who are here right now are going to end up coming here. So we're trying to build off what we did last year. Because at the end of the day, I mean, Miami, we got to get back up there. And it starts one game at a time, one practice at a time.
One game at a time. Cam Ward, new quarterback for University of Miami. We'll be talking about that a lot. We say good morning to everybody out there. Happy Friday. A lot of stuff to get to. Sam Reinhart, man, what a season. 54 goals. I did not realize Big Bob has six shutouts. Incredible. The amount of shutouts they've had defensively. Not only the goaltending has been outstanding by both guys, but the guys out in front, man, keeping the shots down, the quality shots down with the big D that they play. So a lot of good things going on there, man. We got the playoffs right around the corner. We're less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. We got the spring football game tomorrow. And we'll have a lot of stuff. I got to get something I've never done before. I've never had a guy do this. So we have, what, seven stations, Woody? I haven't counted them. Two AM stations, five FM stations. That sound right? Four FM stations?
I give or take a couple.
Probably should know in this big-ass building. But so we're a pretty close group in the morning. Everybody's pretty close. You know, we all work nutty, crazy hours, everybody. Some of the shows start at 5:30. The rest of them start at 6. You've heard a lot of them, Kiss and Power and 102.7 and, you know, all of them. Shark. We got a little bit of everything here. We do. So we get close and we talk about a lot of stuff, and sometimes we come in and we're sick and going through stuff in our lives and we share. I mean, it's a nice little fraternity sorority here in the morning. So I had something happen this morning that I've never seen. And I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to embarrass, not necessarily the host of the show, but the person that they're dating. So 40 years old, never married, and obviously dating somebody that is right at that age that wants to get married. Desperately, they've been dating a long time, and so you know what that conversation is for anybody out there. And I know I've done it more than once, where I've been in relationships. I've had two relationships that were 4 to 5 years of breakups and makeups and going back and forth, and you know, together and not together, and then finally I just got pushed over the top, like you're in or you're out, because if not, I'm going to start dating. I want to have a family. I want to get together. Meanwhile, I'm a screw up and want nothing to do with getting serious about relationship, could live with people without getting married my whole life, and I'd be fine with it. And I understand, you know, that's not the way we do it. But so he was going around, and he kind of was breaking down how he feels about her and how much he loves her, but he's been single his whole life, you know, but it's coming down. And so he was asking everybody today, everybody kind of got a vote. So I've listened to him. It's not the first time I've listened to him. So I said, listen, man, I'm the wrong guy to ask, but I'm just going to tell you this. You can't get pressured into that decision. You got to make it on your own. And you know what comes with it. If you know, and a long time ago, a former teammate told me something that was really good. I got some good stuff because we're all screw-ups, and so a lot of us have been through a lot of different things. So they said, how do you feel? How would you feel if you saw her in a couple of weeks and you're still thinking about her a lot? She was holding another, after you broke up, and she was holding hands with another guy going to a hotel, and you caught him out in Miami or South Beach, and they were together holding hands and looking real comfortable on their way to a hotel room. How would you feel coming out of a club yourself, you know, with the guys, or even if you had somebody else with you, another female, how would you feel? So he told me that once, and I was like, yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. But so I put my vote in, Woody, and I said, you got to make that decision. She can't make that for you. You can't get pressured into it. Pressure's not good. Pressure's not good. Now, listen, I've had a lot of guys get cold feet. I think it's normal to get cold feet. Woody, did you get any form of cold feet before you walked down the aisle?
No, I did not.
Okay. I did every time.
Every time.
I was in another.
When you've gone through it multiple times, I guess it kind of scars you a little bit. But
well, it's not that. It's just, it's not even the women as much, although I'm always afraid they're going to change. Because, or they don't know the real you, and you've just been, you know, every time you look in the mirror, you just see a screw up. I just, every time I look in the mirror, I go, oh, dysfunctional, terrible in relationships. You know, all this stuff, and am I going to be okay, you know? And, you know, God bless my parents, have been married forever and love each other and wait for each other and, you know, starts with the other person. I'm like, oh, I just don't know. So anyway, I put my vote in, and it was kind of a mixed bag. And I'm thinking, my God, we're all sitting here getting the first time, probably the last time, somebody's going to ask me what I think they should do. Just looking for some help one way or the other because the pressure is on. They've been together a long time. She's getting ready to turn the big 4-0. She wants to have kids, and she's waiting. She's waiting, number one, for that ring, and right after that ring, she wants to be making plans to get married and change that last name. So anyway, I just thought, I got to tell you, man, it's first time at 5 in the morning that somebody's asked me my opinion on what they should do. Without wonderful woman, beautiful woman, but I don't live with her. I've seen that. I've done that to buddies going, dude, she seems so perfect. Like, why aren't you staying with her? You have no idea what she's really like, right? Until you live with somebody you really don't know. Now, I've done it both ways. I've lived with people and married them, and I've not lived with people and married them. And that didn't go well. Not, you know, I know it's changed. The time, there's still old schoolers out there going, oh, screw that. Ain't no guy living with my daughter. I go, well, maybe you should let them just to see. Just to see what they're getting into and staying out late with their boys. And you'll find out if you live with somebody, you can find out if there's some dog left or a dark side to somebody. It's just me now. Maybe, you know, maybe not everybody's like that. But so anyway, what a strange start to the morning. What a strange start. I didn't say his name because I don't want to get him in the middle of this from Power 96. But anyway, so crazy morning. Wow. Woody, we had a weird one. I knew someday this would come. And, you know, usually when somebody passes away, no matter what you think of them, we take the high road and we think of only the great things that they've done. Yesterday, I was at the house with my grandkids, and O.J. Simpson, the word comes across there, O.J. Simpson passed at 76 years old, and it's a weird one. I was curious to see how the Buffalo Bills were going to handle it. I was curious to see how the San Francisco 49ers, where he grew up in San Francisco, and he played for them at the end of his career. I was curious to see what the comments were going to be from friends, and because it's just awkward. There's so many parts to it. O.J. Simpson is truly one of the great, great football players of all time. Maybe the fastest running back Hall of Famer we've ever seen. Had a great career with the Buffalo Bills. 2,000 yards in 14 games. 2,000 yards in 14 games. Back when they only played 14 regular season games. Acquitted of murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and Ron Goldman. Everybody knows the story. The chase that everybody in the country watched, right? Everybody, his buddy that he played with, driving the Bronco, and we're watching, and the Hertz rental car. I mean, he's just got some Monday Night Football. He did our Monday Night Football games. See, O.J. was always doing Miami Dolphin Monday Night Football games in the 80s. Here comes O.J. And it's such a complicated legacy. It really is. The trial, the chase, the career. And watching the how awkward it was for people on the news who didn't want to say, you know, we lost a great one, you know, and going, great one, he killed, you know. And then listening coming in and people going, he's innocent, he never got convicted. And you know, according to what side, and, you know, it kind of brought the divide out that we've had in this country, and it was really bad during that time. And 94, was it 94, 95? Just crazy. But I just kind of sat back and watched a lot of people squirm yesterday that were trying. Woody, wasn't it awkward to watch all these professional people go, we lost O.J. Simpson. We're going to talk first about O.J.'s great football career, which has nothing to do with the murders and the
It was honestly hilarious listening to people struggle with that yesterday.
It was.
I heard some radio hosts, people were posting clips and stuff, and they were like, well, yeah, he's a really good football player, but, you know, he killed those people, and, you know, he went to jail for the robbery thing, and then he was a Twitter personality. By the way, guy lived like a million different lives, man.
He did.
I mean, what a run that was.
And you just go through everything. He had one of the most successful, if not the most successful career as a pitch man that anybody's had, what he did for Hertz. Only because I saw the documentary and the CEO of Hertz goes, O.J. not only put us on the map, go O.J. go, like yesterday.
I just don't know how they come out. So the news broke on Twitter. His family wrote the thing on his Twitter page. They disabled the comments, though, which was pretty disappointing. So no one was able to comment below.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I was looking for some of that. By the way, the stuff on Twitter was all-time funny yesterday. So, there was some very, very funny stuff. You ever seen the little video where they have the guy from Hard Knocks from the Jets, and he's trying to get into the building, and his car doesn't work, and he's pulling on the door?
Yeah.
So someone put O.J. Simpson trying to get into heaven, and they put that video with the doors being locked.
So we've had South Florida's had quite a connection with O.J., who – remember in the early years when he got out, he was down here, right? Everybody remembers. And he actually had the card. Remember the illegal cards? He got caught with some of that equipment. And then we were told that he was on his way and had been seen. I was giving you a hard time about it, that he was going to move to Fort Lauderdale. A couple of his buddies that live down here, he's really close to, they're still here. And so O.J. was out. A lot of you might have run into O.J. early days in Dade County, later on in Broward County, where he really liked it. And O.J. went out. One thing about O.J., he'd go to sports bars. He'd go have a couple drinks. He'd take pictures with everybody. And the whole thing was just awkward with O.J. and all the stuff around him. And just so many parts to his life. Just incredible. I didn't know he was sick with cancer. But USC Heisman Trophy winner, first overall pick in the draft. And if you didn't see him play, because sometimes when you really hate somebody and you think they got away with murder and you find out that they played, you go, he wasn't that good. And I go, look at man, I get what he did really bothers people. But I got to tell you, separately, he's one of the greatest football players I've ever seen. I mean,
I got to tell you, O.J. is, and I'm obviously a little younger than you, Joe. I was in like elementary school when the trial went down and all that. But he's a fascinating situation. You got to learn a lot more about him. They came out with his documentary.
Yeah, no,
and
the documentary was great. Yeah,
I mean, and even in his, you know, later stuff he was doing on Twitter, talking about football and stuff. It's like, if you didn't know about any of that other stuff, he's got guy had a hell of a personality.
Yeah,
I mean, he really, you know, again, it's just such a bizarre. There's such a psychopath, but such a bizarre story and everything. But
he was always really, really nice to me. And matter of fact,
seemed like he was nice to everyone except the people he hacked up.
Well, you know, ex-wife, beautiful, you know, and all the stuff that people have said, whether it's true or not, about Marcus Allen and, you know, him having a relationship, another great running back at USC, and I who knows? Who knows? But everything comes to an end yesterday as O.J. passed away at 76 years old. You know another unbelievable stat connected to the Miami Dolphins? So O.J. had all these great years in Buffalo. They never beat the Miami Dolphins in the 70s with O.J. Simpson. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen. The Dolphins never lost to the Buffalo Bills in the 70s. That's nuts. So my rookie year, of course, 1980, they pound us, you know. We lose. And I didn't know until we're going to the game that day as a rookie. First game of the season, and they go, hey, just so you know, man, we beat this team 20 straight games. I go, what? Nobody beats anybody 20 straight games. So, yeah, it was a crazy one. Crazy, crazy number. Boy, has that flipped around.
Yeah, that stuff, though, reading his replies, man. That stuff, you know, all those years reading his replies was an enjoyable little segment on the show. I'm going to miss that. It's sad.
Well, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning.
Imagine being that guy, though, when you finally croak. I don't know what's waiting for us in the next step, but must suck to be that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if there is a hell, I'm guessing he's there.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, I'm not going to sit here this morning judging people, but the OJ
story.
You
can judge that guy. That's okay. You don't have to be like one of those people on TV who's like, you know, really just struggling with the whole thing. That was funny yesterday, by the way. I got to admit, you were right. You said these people are really struggling.
The first news lady that had the story and was breaking, I was like, she was so awkward. She had to break it down like I have to mention, he was really a good football player, but the other stuff, and she was trying to break it up so people weren't going, you're really going to talk about this guy being a friggin' great football player? And, you know, so they're explaining everything, and I'm like, listen, you don't have enough time in this breaking report that you're doing to try to break down every part of O.J. Simpson's life. You don't. And by the way, I caught it all, man. I caught him at Monday Night Football coming. We used to have, seemed like we were on Monday Night Football in the 80s four times a year. Like every second or third game was on a Monday Night Football game. And here come O.J., man. And everybody wanted to talk to the juice. All right, we got to go to break. We're running super late here. We got a lot more to get to here on a Friday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All caught up when we come back.
All right, time for your weather report brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 72 degrees at the moment, a 0% chance of rain today, so looking like another very nice weather day here, Joe, as the OJ reaction starts to roll in here this morning. Somebody sent me a picture of the Bronco on the highway, but it's got the hearse in the back. Changed into that.
Yeah, no, I get it. There's not a lot of sympathy. Yeah, and you know, you realize, like, we've had some other people that weren't necessarily really good people, and they pass. And, you know, we've probably all gone to a funeral where everybody kind of gets up and says nice things. He could be difficult, but what a great heart. He loved his family and all that stuff. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, the media really struggled with the picture of O.J. Simpson, who just had, I mean, somebody said it yesterday, complicated legacy. Boy, that's a good way to put it. Man, that is, that's a real good way to put it. Just did everything. Unbelievable. The commercial, I mean, that he's obviously been a lot of movies, or was in a lot of movies and stuff, had a role in, and then just this crazy, the murder took place of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman, and just acquitted. We watched it every day, the lawyers, you know, just a crazy time, man, crazy time. The amount of people that watched, I mean, just... Oh, man. All right. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on here in South Florida. The Heat back at it tonight against Toronto. Two left. Two games left, and then we'll see what happens. By the way, Philly and Orlando tonight, Cleveland and Indiana, all really important games. If the Heat, who by the way, if they want to win these two games, obviously can win. Toronto's not very good, and they must have checked out for the season with two left. Right? I mean, they've already started thinking about off-season vacations. So we'll say we got University of Miami spring football game. We'll have a lot more. Donald's going to join us a little bit later on. Alex Donald, we'll talk about the Cam Ward Show, who talked. It was really weird. He talked for the first time to the media yesterday. And everybody has said he's impressive, man. He's an impressive guy. He gets it. He knows what this thing's about. He didn't come in here and go, wow, I didn't realize. He's aware of everything. Said two of the reasons he came was the offensive line is really good. And he likes the weapons he has. So we'll see if he's going to be enough to get this thing rolling. But for people going to the game, to the final scrimmage tomorrow, 4:00 out of Cobb Stadium, We'll talk. Woody's going to be out there for along with the University of Miami team that is here on QAM. We'll all be out there for it. Bryson DeChambeau, 7-under, jumped on it early, and then here comes Scottie Scheffler at 6-under, the number one player in the world, and the Tiger watch was on. I got to tell you, Tiger's 1-under after 13. He's got to finish his round this morning, but not bad, not bad for a guy that hasn't played that much golf at all, competitive golf. I'm sure he's hit a zillion, you know, golf balls around Jupiter. But so that's how it stands. Kind of fun to watch yesterday, no matter who's playing. And so we got a guy from the LIV that's number one, and a guy from the PGA Tour that's number two. And we got a bunch of guys still need to finish their rounds as the rain delay really kind of backed everything up. But the beauty of golf is get up early, finish your round, and then come back and play your normal round. And so a lot of guys, and Tiger will be one of them, playing extra holes today to get all caught up with everything. Panthers, last night, take care of Columbus, who the whole team is injured. Now 1 point behind Boston. I did not realize that till last night. 1 point behind, couple of games left. And what a year for Big Bob and Sam Reinhart. Both Sam Reinhart had his 54th goal last night, and Big Bob, boy, that just kind of snuck up on me. Woody, I was shocked to hear him talking about that. 6 shutouts on the season. I don't care who you're playing against, how bad a team they are, or that's impressive to be able to do that. That was good stuff. So the other crazy story. We had a day of crazy stories. Shohei Ohtani, the translator that's in big trouble that we thought took $4.5 million from Shohei, and we were thinking, how does an athlete, no matter how good a friend a guy is, and even if you let him into your account, don't you still kind of keep an eye on your account to make sure, hey, I trust you, but, you know, it's a different time. Shohei Ohtani, come to find out, was $16 million, would he? It wasn't $4.5 million. It was $16 million. Shohei Ohtani's either got to be the most trusting human being in the world or the dumbest baseball player of all time to let some guy that's a translator.
He's a victim, Joe. They said he was the victim. You got to be nice to him.
I got to tell you. Now, he's going to make, obviously, when you're going to make $600 or $700 million in the course of your contract, that's chump change anyway, but Woody, $16 million disappeared and you had no idea? You had no idea most of that money till the very end, and then you figured out something wasn't right? Nobody gave you a heads up in your life that takes care of your money, that babysits the money, something's not right? What are you doing with all this money? Did you buy a piece of real estate and forget to tell us? That is still one of the craziest stories. And if you know, baseball's coming out on their investigation and they said he's a victim. He's 100%. The translator's in big trouble. He stole money. He's going to get a lot of years in prison, and they're going to get him. And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't take – Shohei Ohtani still gets the dumbass award. I'm sorry. That's past victim. You know, this thing about athletes, and I guess we got to put doctors in there too, that have been taken advantage of, and entertainers, by the way. How often have we seen an entertainer, singer, you know, have a great career? I think Billy Joel was one of them, right? Wasn't he broke at one point? Everybody's brother in his life was stealing money from him. I get that you're making it and you're involved in all you care about and you trust everybody around you. But isn't there been enough crap going on that you steal, no matter who's doing it, even if it's a brother or brother-in-law, you still might want to check on that account a little bit. Something may want you, no matter how smart you are or how dumb. In the case of baseball players, a lot of them go right from high school right into the pros. Isn't there something that just, you know, I read and see stuff every day. I probably should still keep an eye on my accounts. I got Merrill Lynch guys been with me forever. Great guys. And I know my ass still from time to time. Make sure those numbers are where they're supposed to be. I don't know, man. It's crazy story with the Shohei. And it just to me, and if they say he's innocent and 100% victim. But for me, I don't know. I guess I got a little Aaron Rodgers in me today because there must be something else going on. Oh, man. All right. So we got to get all caught up here. We got some crazy-ass stories, though. My God, man. Crazy-ass stories. Watching the news people yesterday on O.J. Simpson was just for people that all they really know, and let's be honest, for people that aren't old enough to remember O.J. the football player, right? Yeah, a lot of people just go back to O.J., you know, the chase and then what happened after that, the trial and, you know, the verdict and, you know, and on to the civil and how many years and where's he going to live when he got – You kind of caught the second half of the story. You didn't catch the famous guy doing commercials and some movies and one of the great running backs of all time. He played for the Buffalo Bills, but it didn't win anything, but he was unbelievable. And so a lot of people didn't catch that part of it. And so it's just awkward to be able to talk about the way it started. One of the most, I don't know, he's one of the most famous athletes we had. He was out in L.A., went to USC, won a Heisman Trophy, see him at all the parties, hanging out with everybody and all the celebrities. And then just the other story, just crazy. So watching everybody yesterday trying to report whatever, they go, hey, you got 2 minutes on this special report, O.J.'s dead. It was just awkward. You can see those writers and those guys going, hey, How do I put this in the teleprompter, man, where, you know.
It's never good when you got a bunch of people coming out saying how happy they are that you're dead, by the way.
By the way, record amount of people. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
By the way, what did they think the Goldman family was going to say? Did they think they were going to go home? Our deepest condolences go to the family. Yeah, come on.
What? People were celebrating yesterday, this guy.
Wow. Anyway, 76 years old, O.J. Simpson.
By the way, the jokes yesterday were some of the all-time best. I gotta tell you that.
I know. But I'm into that, like, you got to be careful. I've done this on some dead people.
Do you? Huh? With this guy?
I don't know. I've done it on one person way too much.
I just think the fact, yeah, you're talking about, what, the doctors?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's.
I mean, he's dead, and I think he's still a piece of crap, but I just know it's wrong.
Yeah, but he didn't kill anyone. Well,
almost,
I suppose.
Ask a special teams coach.
I just think it's never a good sign when you got all these different people that are willing to speak to TMZ that are celebrating your death. That's never a good thing. Because usually, like, even the worst of them, like, you know, they say, well, he was this and that. He was a good guy. Like, right? When you die, they usually find something nice to say.
So I got to tell you, when he decided he was going to move back here, it was really awkward for some guys I know that were on the Dolphins that knew OJ through the years, and he came back here because of relationships, right? You know, how about the Hall of Fame club with OJ? And now he's at an event, you see him. Do you go up to him after your wife goes, well, he's a killer. I don't want you around him. I hope, you know, it was awkward, and you'd see him and you'd have to turn the other way. And he comes into Kim Bocamper's sports bar, and Bo's got to, like, do I go over to him and say, hey, it's great to have you here, OJ, or do I, you know, say, hey, you mind going somewhere else? Just, oh, man. All right, hey.
That ought to be an interesting funeral, by the way.
So how
see who shows to that thing, right?
How does the media cover that one?
Probably with a lot of cameras.
I don't know. I was thinking about do
they even have like a big?
I don't know.
Thing?
Maybe,
like,
it's,
I mean, maybe
it's just a private.
Yeah.
Maybe it's private and everybody leaves it alone. And he said, let's move on.
Somebody said they should have the, you know, the body in the casket, and, you know, right behind a bunch of police cars driving slowly up the highway. Like,
all right, we got to move on here on a Friday. Got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, this weekend, I hope if you're starting to look around for a new car, truck, or SUV and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, man, we've got a lot of new products, got a lot of new looks, and we're really excited about the SUV family, about the truck family, as well as the car family, because we've got something for everybody, no matter what you're looking for that fits what you're and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, you're going to love it. Suburbans and Tahoes are big, comfortable SUVs. We've added more space to them. The midsize SUV like the Traverse. Smaller SUVs, a Trailblazer, an Equinox, and a Blazer. Man, just so much style and substance for you. Then I want to spend a little time on the Silverado truck. It is a reason that you see them all over the road. Every time you turn over there, you see a Chevy truck, man. Silverado trucks, it's almost like they've made a Silverado truck that's just absolutely custom made for your lifestyle. It really is. With full-time working truck, you and that truck, too. It still needs to be a family truck, and you do work out of the back of it. Listen, Silverado's got something for everybody, new and used, low mileage, and ready to go. So this weekend, if you're starting to look around, spend a little bit of time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. You owe it to yourself. If you haven't been there for a while, you're going to be blown away with the space, the style, the look, the way you're treated, and more importantly, taking a test drive is important so you can fall in love this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealers. All right, welcome back. Happy Friday here. We're talking about this FM situation. Wow. Woman's biological clock is rolling pretty good. That 40 thing. Never been married. He's a little bit older. They've been together a long time, have a very happy relationship. She wants that engagement ring, followed quickly by a wedding. And, man, you've been single your whole life, and you're getting closer to 50 than 40. Woody, the only thing I can think of, and just we're just talking about it, some of us out here, they got a vote this morning. And so the women are going, oh, you should do it. She's so nice. We've been out with her. She's great. You're so lucky you've got somebody like that. I couldn't do it, Woody. I couldn't give that vote of confidence. I could not do it. I said, no, you got to do it on your own, man. You can't. No. You can't get pressured into it by the threat of I'm leaving.
Well, the fact he's running a poll around the office, probably not.
Well, he's just asking people.
I know. It's still not a good sign.
First of all, there's not one person, male or female, in here in the morning that can make that decision. He's got to do it himself. But, boy.
What does he have to lose, man? Just, you know,
what do you have to lose?
Sign
divorce.
Sign a prenup or something and just go for it.
I don't think it's that. It's just that. First of all, you know 50% of them aren't going to work right off the bat. I'm just doing stuff.
Is that the number now?
I think it is.
Are you sure?
I think one out of two ends up in
one out of two?
What do you act like? What do you think? Divorce is 5%?
No, but 50% seems high.
I'd love to know the percentage of people get married twice.
That's a hell of a business, by the way. The wedding business and the divorce business. Damn weddings are expensive, man.
Well, I got
the problem is you never know like what the, you know, the girl's situation is. I don't know his deal.
She's wonderful. She's
beautiful. No, I'm sure she's lovely, but I'm saying like I don't know if she's ever been married either, because like if she's never been married, she may want an actual wedding.
She does. What do you think? She wants to go to the beach and do one of these 5-minute specials?
You never know. That's the thing. Some people, you know, everyone's different. So you don't know if, you know, if they want to have the big ceremony.
A lot of people like to have my friends there, and I want everybody to, you know, share our special day, and I don't want it to be 5 minutes and go back to work. 10 minutes. Grab a bite to eat real quick. All right, you guys done? Okay, let's go.
Can he DJ his own wedding? Save a little money?
Oh, man, you went too far. All right, so anyway. You went way too far now. See, I've been trying to keep names and
you
positions
said his name out. Earlier.
I didn't say his name. I just said, we got the power or something like that. Didn't I? All right.
I think you were clear enough.
Man. somebody, I go, seriously, dude, I'm the wrong guy to be asking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, first of all, you get bad advice here.
Well, they're,
like Omar comes in here, you keep egging Omar on with all this stuff that he's doing. Like you're a terrible person.
He fell in love again.
Because I feel like you more than anyone value a train wreck, and so like you like to push things in the direction where you think has the best chance of that happening.
I have been around some train wrecks, either directly or indirectly, and when you get one, they make for great stories for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So I feel like you intentionally try to urge people into situations where that could result in that.
I went to a wedding that was supposed to start at 12 o'clock, and it got called off at 9 a.m. in the morning. I mean, those are classics. All the stuff around that, I mean, that's material. That's like 6-beer stuff. Like, you're sitting there going, and people are going, no way, dude. This is some made-up story you read about. And I go, no, it's not. I was there.
If you're going to call off the wedding, then you got to do it a few days in advance at least, right? So people don't travel, get stuck.
The traveling was done. Yeah, the traveling, all the travelers.
Like, I got a wedding in Chicago for a cousin next month. And like, if they call it off while I'm, like, in the airport or almost there or whatever, like, I mean, I'll never go to the next shot, like, if they ever try to do it again.
No, I agree. No, 100%.
Like, I'm one and done.
Yep. Nope.
I've only been to one second wedding. Only one of my buddies has been remarried.
I've actually had an amazing amount of guys in my life that have stayed married. Like my guys are not 50-50 that are in my life. My guys, they did it, man. They're one and doneers, man. That was it. Nope. A lot of guys have done.
You stick with that 50% thing?
I think it is 50%. Somebody out there knows this.
It just seems high, but.
So you know when you go into it, no matter what, finances, cheating, differences of religion. I'm trying to think of all the things that just destroy relationships.
Yeah, bad one.
Religion's always a...
Kids can be tough.
Oh, my God, when people get in relationships with and have kids and bring them to the group and they're a little too... They're getting up there in age, that can be a pain in the ass. And yeah, there's a bunch of things. But I would say money and cheating be right there at the top, right?
I suppose. I don't know. Here you go.
Maybe I should just say that, yes. Those would be two of the big guys.
Wow, you were right.
Huh?
2022 divorce statistics compiled from divorce lawyers here. It says indicate a complex marital landscape with 40 to 50% of first marriages and 60 to 67% of second marriages set in divorce. You're right.
What's the second? Did you say the second one?
Second marriages, yeah.
They're even higher?
Who was it I saw the other day? Some guy was on like his fifth wife. I can't remember who it
was. Yeah, but that's not normal. Five. That's
some rich guy who was like
his
fifth wife.
Just gives every one of them a little bit of money going out the door. They know the deal. Oh, I don't know how we got here, but we got 7 o'clock here. We'll get back on some sports.
That's a big number.
I was just shocked that when I walked in today, he asked me, And I was like, I can't make that. I said, I am definitely the wrong person. I started with that. But you got to make the decision. You can't let somebody make a decision for you. And you got to consider everything, like how much you love her. But you've been single a long-ass time, brother. And I think it gets harder as you get older. I do. And you almost look for negative things. Like, you're like, oh, God, his family. Am I going to be all right in this thing? And yeah.
I think you should tell him to do it. You know, he's going to end up alone here if you don't get something done pretty soon. Seems like, right?
I don't know. I shouldn't have brought it up, probably. But I'll tell you what, man. He got a bunch of yeses, marry her, from the girls. All the ladies in these shows, they're all talking.
That's usually how it would go, yes.
Of course, they're all single, all the girls talking about. Anyway, we've...
Why'd you have to throw that in there?
Well, they are. Most of them are single.
I mean, this story's fine, whatever, but, like, the divorce numbers, I can't believe that. I am shocked.
Where have you been?
I thought it was maybe, like, 1 in 3 or, like, 1 in 4 or
what are you
something,
going by, the 5 or 6 of your buddies that are all still together? Like, you think that's the...
Well, I have one guy. One of my friends is, like, he says he will never get married. And then we have another guy who said he was never going to get married... Sends us a picture last week.
Got married.
He proposed. He's going to have a whole wedding and everything now. Guy came around, apparently. Either that or the girl threatened to leave him.
There are certain things that are very powerful that affect men's decisions. There's no question. All right, we got to go to break. It's a Friday. Nothing's going to mess up this Friday. We have a lot of sports to get to. University of Miami spring football game tomorrow, 4 o'clock. The Cam Ward Show. Everybody's talked. My God, man, we are putting a lot of pressure on this kid. God bless him. Welcome to being the starting quarterback at the University of Miami. Gets caught up with some of that stuff and a little Dolphin football stuff as well a little bit later in the show. But first, I got to talk to you about Low T. It's Friday, man. I talk a lot about ED and Low T Monday through Friday, and actually when people come up and ask me about it. But I got to tell you, yes, it's real. Atlantic Men's Clinic is that good. AtlanticMensClinic.com. I tell everybody, go take a look at it, learn, because all they do is knock out low T and ED, no matter what age you are. Doesn't matter. By the way, I was shocked. I mean, they're in the business and have all the numbers. I didn't realize some guys get low T and ED in their 40s, some in their 50s, 60s. And I'm talking about energy. I always start with the energy. If your energy is not where it needs to be and you notice you're moody and struggling and gaining weight because you don't do anything, you're on the couch like you're stuck to it these days, not getting out. And you see the frustration in the relationship. And then if your sex drive is down, boy, I'll tell you what, that is screaming. I've got ED. Well, do something about it, man. I tell you, I did. 7 months ago, I had both, by the way. I had both the brothers, man, ED and low T, and they suck. And I will tell you, it was nice to get rid of them quickly, thanks to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I know you'll have the same results. I'll tell you what, that first visit is the most important one. Listen, they do your lab work. They'll have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. You make the decision together with your medical with their medical team. Your initial visit includes a medical consultation, a T, and a PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is actually free. They've got 6 locations throughout South Florida, so you have one close to you. Everything's top secret. Nobody has to know about this. Men don't like to. The one thing men don't like to talk about is ED and low T. It sucks because, you know, you're afraid somebody's going to laugh at you. Oh, you can't get it. Oh, I know. 877-455-7300. Please do something about it if it's bugging you and you really want to enjoy the last part of your life. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.